The bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western Theater. From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our guest today is the screen's outstanding young star, Jackie Cooper. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I want to ride my pony over the prairie out on the open plains, herding the cattle dusty and weary out on the open plains. I want to see the sunset over the mountain, leaving the moon so plain. I want to hit the saddle, herd the lazy cattle out on the open range. I want to see the sunset over the mountain, leaving the moon so plain. I want to hit the saddle, herd the lazy cattle out on the open range.
Singing held a prominent place in the life of the old-time cowboy. He'd hum to himself as he jogged over the range, sometimes improvising words to fit a tune he'd heard. Then he'd sing to the cows to keep them calmed and quiet during a long night watch. And whenever he got together with his friends around a campfire or in the bunkhouse, there were sure to be songs and ballads recounting some cowboy history or adventure. And today, the bakers of Weber's Bread are proud to bring you these authentic songs of the Old West, just as they are proud to supply your community with good Weber's Bread. Just as you'll find the songs on All-Star Western Theater pleasing, so will you find Weber's Bread to be firm and even textured, with a golden brown crust and a distinctive flavor. Serve Weber's Bread regularly. The entire family will agree that it's always good bread. Your favorite men of the musical West turn now to one of their newest heart song recordings for Majestic. The Riders of the Purple Sage sing the song you've been asking for, No One to Cry To.
Someone to whisper
Riders of the Purple Sage have as their guest today a young man whose success story is one of the brightest pages in the motion picture history of Hollywood. One of the outstanding child stars of all time, he has maintained his great popularity throughout the years. Let's give a real Western welcome to Mr. Jackie Cooper. Our guest star is heard with the Riders of the Purple Sage in a story of the West written especially for him entitled Cooper's Unconditional Surrender, with Miss Helen Gerald as Janie. Here they come, riding your way with another weekly adventure of the West. There's no way to predict just what will happen, but if we spring along, we will more than likely see them becoming involved in any number of peculiar situations. So what do you say we all ride along with them and see what takes place?
You know, we ought to be getting pretty close to Knapp's Lazy K Ranch.
They told us in town it was only 5 miles. Seems like we've come 10 already.
Yeah, you know, if I had a place to lay my poor old body, I'd be the happiest cowboy that ever plunked a guitar.
Well, here comes some fella riding this way. Maybe he knows where the Lazy K Ranch is.
It's going to be dark pretty soon.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy. Wonder if you men could tell me where Knapp's Lazy K Ranch is.
Well, that was what we was going to ask you. Didn't you pass it?
Not that I know of. They told me back in Lockwood it was about 5 miles down the road. Seems like I've already ridden 10.
Well, they told us the same thing back in Paint Rock.
Hey, there it is off the road there. See that sign?
Hey, it sure is. Glad we stopped to say howdy to you, stranger. Otherwise, we'd have probably wound up in Lockwood.
And me in Paint Rock.
And us without jobs.
And me starving to death.
Are you men looking for work?
Well, that's the general idea. Heard in Paint Rock that they were hiring all comers at the Lazy K.
Same thing in Lockwood. You fellas go ahead. I'll wait here.
Well, there's only one of you and three of us. If you can tie up with them, then we'll ride in.
Well, what do you say we all try it together?
Good enough for us.
Fine. My name's Cooper, Jack Cooper.
Mine's Willing. This is Al Slow and Jimmy Dean.
Hello.
Hi, fellas. You know, they ought to be able to use four of us as well as three.
Well, we'll soon know. Let's ride in and find out.
Well, who's going to knock on the golden door and talk with the boss?
How about you and me, Cooper? We'll try it together.
Well, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. What part of the country are you from?
Oh, started out from Montana. Been drifting ever since.
Oh, we hail from Texas. But we kind of like it here in the States.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, howdy, ma'am. Is the man of the house in?
Well, he isn't available at the moment. Won't I do?
Oh, you'll do all right. But, well, that is, see, we...
Well, what are you trying to say, ma'am, is that, that is,
Do either of you know exactly what you're trying to say?
Oh, sure, yes, ma'am. We're
looking for a job.
Well, I'm glad you told me. We can certainly use a few good men.
Mighty handy things to have around, all right.
Won't you come in?
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Hey, what are we supposed to do?
Oh, just take it easy. We'll be back in, say, an hour or two.
Did you hear that? And did you see her?
I suppose you do any kind of ranch work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, that goes for all of us.
Who do we have to talk to? Who's the boss here?
I am.
You mean you operate this ranch?
I do.
Say, this is going to be all right.
Well, now, what do we have to do, and when do we go to work?
Well, let's see now. There are four of you. I can use three of you to tend herd in my east section.
Well, we can handle that all right, ma'am. I'm as good a cowpuncher as you'll find in these parts.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure you'll do a good job.
Well, you can depend on that.
Well, that takes care of you three men, but what'll my job be?
You look very dependable. So I would like for you to accompany me each day as I make my tour of our property.
Now, wait a minute. Just a doggone minute.
Lady, I'm one of the best accompanists you'll find in these parts.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Now, what are your names?
Well, my name is Willing, Boy Willing.
Mine's Cooper, Jack Cooper.
I'm glad to know you. I'm Janie Knapp. Are the other two boyfriends yours?
Yes, ma'am. They're pals of mine.
Oh, good. Well, then I'll make you responsible for the three of you. Mr. Cooper, I usually ride into town each morning about 8 o'clock. From there, we will tour as much of the Lazy K as we can cover in a day's time. I don't mind telling you, it's a job that becomes very saddle-weary.
Ma'am, for a job like this, I would gladly ride bareback.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Cooper. I'll have Sam show you to your bunks, and he will help you put your horses up for the night. And by the way, your pay will be $50 a month and your keep.
Well, that's all right with us, ma'am.
Oh, fine, fine. And just in case you think that's too much, I'd rather work cheaper than lose this job.
Oh, Sam?
Yes, Miss Jenny?
Come here a moment.
Yes, Miss Jenny. What can I do for you?
Well, Sam, this is Mr. Cooper and Mr. Willing. I wish you would show them and their friends to the bunkhouse and help them put their horses away for the night.
I'll be proud to do so, Miss Jenny. You men going to be working for us, are you?
Well, that's right, Sam.
Well, then we'll be going, Miss Jenny. I'll report to you at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Very well, I'll expect you. Mr. Willing, I'll have my foreman drop by with your instructions later in the evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye to you.
Right this way, boys.
Are you trying to tell me that that sweet-looking young thing that opened the door is the boss of this layout?
She ain't nothing else previous, and hard-boiled, too.
Mm-hmm. And what's more, she's cold as a Christmas turkey at a well-digger's picnic.
It just don't seem possible, no?
Well, she's all business.
Well, if you ask me, that's all just an act. Give me 2 days in this new job of mine, and she's going to be purring like a kitten.
Oh, now you're bragging.
All right, call her what you want. But all I can say is that business talk is just an act.
She's too young and pretty to be fretting herself with big business problems.
Just give me time, fellas. Give me time.
Well, we got to get up early in the morning, so I'm going to hit the hay.
Me too.
A lot of work you got to do. Riding around with the boss lady, just taking life easy.
Well, if she's as tough as you say she is, I wouldn't care for that job myself.
I'll bet my pay against yours that before the week's up, I have her eaten out of my hand.
I'll take that bet.
It's a deal. And I'll bet my job against yours that I win.
And that's a deal. Now, this is Monday. By Saturday night, you win or lose.
I'll win.
You'll lose.
We'll see.
I'll go to bed.
Mr. Cooper, just because I'm your boss lady, there is no need for you to be so evasive.
What do you mean, Miss Janey?
Well, for 2 days now, you've never spoken unless you're spoken to. I want you to feel free to at least talk with me occasionally.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Just ain't had nothing to say.
Well, after all, just because I'm your employer is no reason why you can't be sociable.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how'd you make out with the pretty young thing today?
Just right.
You mean the ice is melting?
Nope. In fact, it's getting a little colder.
Yeah, and I'm getting closer to your month's pay.
Well, this is only Tuesday night. I got 4 days to go. And if things go according to plan, I don't think you've got a chance.
What is this plan of yours?
Well, you might call it Cooper's plan of unconditional surrender.
Well, what kind of a plan is that?
Did you ever see a mouse get caught in a trap?
Sure, many times.
That's the way it works.
Now, Mr. Cooper, we'll ride over to the north pasture, and then we better get home. It's getting rather late.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, ma'am.
Is yes, ma'am, all you can say?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, no, ma'am.
I can't understand why you refuse to talk. All you ever say to me is yes, ma'am.
Well, Miss Janey, I haven't wanted to bring this up.
Well, go right ahead. If something is on your mind, I'd like for you to speak up.
Well, I hope you won't take me wrong, ma'am, but... Well, if you'll excuse me saying so, you're very beautiful. And you're pretty, too.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Well, I can't tell you, Miss Janey. If you don't mind, I'm not feeling well. I'd like to ride on in.
But you were about to say something.
Well, it's not important. I'll see you back at the ranch.
But I don't understand. You were saying...
Never mind, ma'am. It wasn't important. I'll see you later.
Why does he have to treat me this way?
Well, Jack, this is Wednesday. How's the iceberg?
Beginning to melt.
Well, you just got 3 days left.
Just two.
two. What do you mean? This is Wednesday, isn't it?
That's right, but tomorrow you and I are going to change jobs.
You don't make sense.
Not to you, but I think I know what I'm doing.
Well, what am I supposed to tell her?
Well, report to the house at 8 o'clock in the morning and tell her I took your place in the east section and gave no explanation as to why. And I'm not giving one.
Man, you're really going to lose your money now. Turn me loose with her for one day and she'll throw rocks at you.
And he didn't give you any explanation for his action.
Not at all, ma'am. It was just like I said.
Perhaps he's forgetting who is boss. You tell Mr. Cooper that I will expect him to report to me as usual, regardless of how unpleasant my company may be.
Oh, I'll tell him, ma'am. In the meantime, what do you say to me and you getting a little more friendly-like?
I don't understand.
Well, let's go into town tonight, you know, and kick up our heels.
I beg your pardon.
Well, that takes care of that. Well, I'll tell you, Jack, if you melt the ice on that baby's shoulders, then I'll give you 2 months' pay.
If you want to make that a bet, I'll call you.
It's a deal. All that sweet-looking beauty she possesses is a phony. Her heart's as cold as an empty jug.
You want to make that 3 months' pay?
Well, I hate to take your money, but you started it. In the meantime, you better get a good night's rest, because she's going to rake you over the coals tomorrow. And tomorrow's Friday.
Mr. Cooper, I can't understand why you acted as you did Wednesday. Not to mention the fact that you refused to ride with me yesterday.
Well, maybe I can explain it sometime, ma'am. Whoa, boy.
Why are you getting off your horse?
Well, he's acting kind of lame, Miss Janie. Just a moment, I'll take a look at his feet.
Well, I haven't noticed him limping.
Oh, yes, ma'am. He's been limping pretty bad. Well, what do you know? He's throwing a shoe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I shouldn't ride him. If you ride slow, Miss Janie, then I'll just lead him the rest of the way in.
Well, I wouldn't hear of your walking. You may ride double with me.
Oh, that's awful nice of you, ma'am.
Well, just climb right up.
Thank you, ma'am.
I hope you don't mind riding double with me.
No, ma'am. I just hope you don't object to my arms being around you like this. Got to hold on, you know.
No. No, it's quite all right.
Thank you, ma'am.
About last Wednesday again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I acted like I did, ma'am.
But you started to say something to me, and you didn't finish it.
I better not, ma'am.
Will you please stop calling me ma'am?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I didn't mean to speak to you like that. I just wanted to know what you were trying to say.
Maybe someday I'll tell you.
You said that I was beautiful and pretty.
I meant it, Miss Janie. I never met anyone in my life like you.
Do you really mean that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, my darling. I've waited so long for you to say that. I've been in love with you since the first moment I met you.
You mean that?
Maybe this will convince you. Oh, darling. I love you so.
Now, look, honey, I don't think this is right.
What do you mean? I love you, and you do love me, don't you?
Well, that's just it. Look, Janie, I have to tell you something.
You don't have to tell me anything, darling. I love you, and nothing else matters.
Well, would it matter if I told you I made a bet with the other boys that within 1 week I could make you say you love me?
You didn't do that.
I'm afraid I did. But now I mean it, honey, when I say that this is the real thing.
Oh, darling, then nothing else is important. I love you so much.
I love you, Janie.
Then we'll get married.
Hey, you know you're proposing to me.
And what is your answer?
Well, after thinking it over a couple of seconds, the answer is yes.
Well, here comes the great lover.
Yeah, how'd you do today, Jack?
Oh, pretty fair.
Well, it was your last day, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And then you'll be working for nothing for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you boys will take it kind of easy with me, though. You know, lend me a few dollars now and then.
Oh, sure. You can count on me, old boy.
Oh, by the way, Miss Janie's coming over to have a talk with us in a few minutes. You better put your shirt on, Dean.
Sure, right away.
Say, here she comes now. You know, she looks a shade mad about something.
I can't understand the state behind anybody so pretty can be so hard-boiled.
Well, boys, I want to have a talk with you.
Well, come right in, Miss Janie. Here, have this chair.
Thank you. It has come to me that you boys have been betting among yourselves and that I am the subject of those bets.
Oh, now, Miss Janie, we didn't mean anything by it, did we, boys?
Oh, no, no, ma'am. We wouldn't do anything to hurt you at all. You know, it's just a little gag between us fellas.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that I'm broad-minded enough to overlook such unpractical jokes among you.
That sure makes us feel better, Miss Janie.
Yeah, we didn't mean any harm.
Oh, no, no, we wouldn't hurt your feelings for anything.
Well, I want to apologize for my part in this, Miss Janie. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just call all the bets off right now. It was all just in fun.
Oh, no, no, I'd rather you wouldn't call the bets off. I'll try to be sport enough to let you have your little fun. You see, I was married this afternoon.
Yeah?
Well, no. You don't mean it.
Well, that's fine. Congratulations, Miss Janie. Of course, since you don't object to the little bet we had up, I guess that makes me the winner.
Reckon you're out 3 months' pay, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for the loser.
By the way, Miss Janie, just who did you marry? I think the boys would like to know.
Yeah, who did you marry, Janie?
I married you, Jack, darling. And I love you very much.
Oh, you married Jack.
What?
Are you kidding?
Well, blow me down.
Well, he's kissing her. It's a real McCoy.
Now, wait a minute. This is unfair. This is unfair to union labor. I don't get it. What's all this about?
This, my friend, is Cooper's plan of unconditional surrender.
Thank you, Jackie Cooper. Our guest star will return in a few moments, friends and neighbors. Here again are the Riders of the Purple Sage singing the sensational Western hit song, That's How Much I Love You, boys.
Now if I had a nickel, I know just what I'd do. I'd spend it all for candy and I'd give it all to you. I'd spend it all for candy and I'd give it all to you. For that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Now if you were a picture, I'd hang you on the wall. I'd sit where I could see you, and I'd never move at all. I'd sit where I could see you, and I'd never move at all. For that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you.
Now if you were a kitten with pretty glossy fur, I'd take you up and stroke you and listen to your purr. I'd take you up and stroke you and listen to your purr. Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you.
Now if you were a horsefly and I an old gray man, I'd stand and let you bite me, and I'd never move a hair. I'd stand and let you bite me, and I'd never move a hair. For that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you, baby.
Life on the range in the early days was rugged and full of sudden emergencies. And in order to be a success in the cattle business, it wasn't enough that a man be good once in a while. He had to be good all the time. Today, the same thing applies to the bread baking business. And that's why the bakers of Weber's Bread are top favorites in Southern California. For Weber's Bread is not only good bread, its fine quality is consistent. Well mixed and well baked, the firm, even texture and distinctive flavor of Weber's bread make it a welcome item on any menu and with any combination of foodstuffs. Serve Weber's bread in your home. Friends and family alike will enjoy Weber's, the bread in the famous blue gingham wrapper.
And now let's get ready to visit again with our guest star, for here comes Foy Willing back to the microphone with Jackie Cooper.
Well, Jackie, this is your second visit with us, and I want to speak on behalf of our cast, our sponsors, and the listeners of the All-Star Western Theater, and say thanks a lot for your personal appearance. It's been a real pleasure for us all.
Well, Foy, you're making me feel awful good. I can truthfully say that these visits with all of you is a real thrill and a pleasure to me, too.
Well, Jack, we understand that you're now filming your newest picture out at Monoground.
That's right. We expect it'll be released in the near future.
Well, and just in case we go to the movies that night, what's the title of this picture?
Well, perhaps, excuse me, you folks have never heard of it. It's to be called Kilroy Was Here.
Then, Jackie, perhaps you can solve a problem that has puzzled me and a lot of folks all over the country for a long time. Just who is Kilroy?
Me.
Well, believe me, we're glad to find that out. And it's been a real pleasure having Kilroy with us in person today. Thank you, and come back real soon, Jackie Cooper.
So long, everybody. It's been good being with you.
Here they come, folks. They're riding your way. Men of the West, from out of the West with another of your favorite songs of the West. America's great Western singing stars, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. They sing The Trail to Mexico.
Made up my mind in the early morn to leave my home where I was born, to leave my native home of wild and travel
has been Jackie Cooper, soon to be seen as the star of his newest screen production, Kilroy Was Here. My name is Cotton Siegfried, inviting you back again next week for your All-Star Western Theater.
This program came to you from KNX Columbia Square, Los Angeles. This program came to you from KNX Columbia Square, Los Angeles.